The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. A bloke with a gun, they all seem to have guns, is invading a police training exercise in Virginia, Harley.
What a dumb place to choose, right? I mean,
Harley, stop it. Stop it.
I mean, it's so true. I mean, this is Greyhound Bus Terminal in Richmond, Virginia. It's full of state troopers. Doing some sort of training exercise inside. And this bozo with a gun opens fire. He's dead, of course. There are three other people who were shot and wounded, including one state trooper who has life-threatening injuries. So far, only the gunman is dead. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Invading a police training exercise.
I mean,
how dumb can you get?
I don't know.
Harley, now talking about dumb, how do you police no smoking in New York's public parks?
That's a very good question. I guess you send the police out there to throttle people who are, I mean, it is so completely stupid. In New York State, it's illegal to smoke outdoors in a public park. The State Parks Department came up with this. They made the rule. The state's highest court has rejected the legal challenge that said, look, only the legislative bodies in America can write laws. The state's highest court said, that's not a law. It's a regulation, and bureaucrats can do that. Okay, but like you say, how do you enforce it? Because some of these state parks, for example, if you go to Jones Beach,
Mammoth.
That's a state park. So you got you know, 300,000 people out of Jones Beach.
Absolutely. And Harley, look, I say here, if there's some problem then apparently with people smoking, ban smoking, if that's the problem. If you have to have all these laws to stop people being exposed to smoking, well, no, we love the smoking tax. We need the tax. Tell us about the man and his dead chickens.
Well, this is in Tiverton, Rhode Island. The man explained to the police, who were answering an irritated neighbor's call, that the 13 dead chickens hanging from trees in his yard were merely drying out before disposal. He raises chickens. Police said the live ones are in good health, so he evidently knows what he's doing with the chickens. He's not breaking any laws. But it's not something you see every day, and the neighbors just don't like looking at all the dead chickens hanging from the trees. Can't say that I blame them. It is unusual.
Do you know how funny you are?
No.
I mean, yeah.
It's not me. It's these stupid stories. I wish I were funny. That would be great. I could make money at it.
A Rhode Island man and his dead chickens. And on that note, we'll say goodbye to Harley Carnes for this week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week, Harley.